BlogTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Hottie.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
You can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at WildTalkRadio.com, Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, or on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FightBoot.com as well. Whew. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is my ever-faithful producer, slash co-host, slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're breaking out of hell in a cell and a whole bunch of other things. It's The Rack Live. We're here at Wild Talk Radio. We're at Rack Radio Show at Wild Talk Radio and at Lynn's Word on the Twitters. Come to the website she just mentioned. Come interact with us in our chat. Come to twitch.tv/WTR Live and interact with everybody who's talking about Conor McGregor staying with UFC for 8 more fights.
Yay.
Until he, you know, gets suspended for doing something stupid. Because you know, he will.
Like, you do?
UFC is desperate for stars, so, you know. Time to turn to Conor again. And then Brock. And then Conor. And then Brock. And then... Anyway, let's not get into that. We're not a UFC podcast.
No, I won't say that, because that's mean.
Anyway, we got a lot of things to get into on the show tonight, don't we?
We have a ton of things to get into tonight on the show. Like we said, we are talking about Hell in a Cell tonight. We also have a little mixed match challenge. It's back. Yay. We'll be getting into that. We've got the Mae Young Classic, SmackDown, NXT, Tweet of the Week, all your favorite stuff. And, well, we're going to be starting with the news brought to you by Gerwick.net and FightBoot.com. And there's some interesting things going on in the news this week. First and foremost, the biggest news, Rey Mysterio has reportedly signed with WWE. Now, there is no confirmation on this from Rey or WWE themselves, but there are rumors flying that Rey has signed another deal. So he could be back.
What a shocker. It's been long speculated since WrestleMania, since the Royal Rumble, and then WrestleMania where he was supposed to actually fight John Cena, which he actually wasn't. But he's back. I mean, he's in the video game, which we're going to get into here in a bit. In a few minutes.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of obvious when he went in the video game that it's like, yeah, okay, he's probably coming back.
He's wanted to come back. He got a 2-year deal with the company based on everything I've gathered. Yeah. So, cool. I don't know where you put him.
I mean, you could put him probably...
Put him on
Raw.
I wouldn't
put him on Raw.
Put him on Raw. Feed him Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns kills him.
No. Although I will say this, I hope they don't make it all Rey all the time. And I hope they don't like kill Andrade Cien Almas because of Rey. Because Andrade is starting to get over and he and Zelina are doing wonderful work over there. And I just really hope they don't get put by the wayside when Rey comes back. Not that I'm like...
That's another reason to keep him off SmackDown.
Yeah, is like leave Andrade and Zelina on SmackDown. Let them do their thing and let Rey go on Raw. Because they're doing awesome things, and they should get squished.
Phoenix and Pentagon apparently are not coming to WWE anytime soon based on contracts they have with MLW. That was him.
Yeah, I think that was just purely...
There's a lot of speculation about it, but MLW came out and said we have them under contract for a while for now. So, unless they break contract, they're there for a while.
Yep. And, well, Rey Mysterio may show up sooner than we think, because WWE has announced that the Saudi show, Crown Jewel, will be airing November 2nd on the WWE Network, so could Rey show up there? Could he be a surprise?
He could. He really could. I mean, he's an Attitude Era star, and they like their Attitude Era star, so it would be a good spot to bring him back before. You never know. So yeah, they'll be airing live on WWE Network mid-afternoon on East Coast time, like they did last time. So, and you already know your main event. It's a triple threat match for the WWE Universal Championship. Speculations abound that other people will be wrestling on that show. Some showstopper that no one's ever heard of. We'll see.
Mr. Something or another, yeah. We'll see if he does or he doesn't, but so far it's looking like not. And another place that Rey could end up is 205 Live.
No.
You don't think so? Well, they could use him to boost the show.
Can we not call it 205 Live anymore since it's, well...
That's the brand. What do you want to call it? 205 Taped? I mean, technically it was live when it was taped, so it's still 205 Live. They're just airing it after it's been filmed. Which, by the way, it's been moved to Wednesday nights. It's now the lead-in for NXT. It airs at 7 Eastern. There's no word if it's going to stay there because it had to move for the mixed match challenge or if it will go back after that's over. I kind of hope they leave it on Wednesdays.
I think they're going to leave it on Wednesdays because they'll probably end up doing other things in that 10 p.m. time slot with other content.
Actually, I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't after the Mae Young Classic, if it doesn't move to 10 p.m. It's the lead out.
9 p.m. you mean?
Yeah, 9 p.m. I'm sorry, 9 p.m. for, if it's not, you know, basically the NXT is the setup for it.
Which it was, like the replays of 205 Live were airing in the 9 o'clock spot, so it would make sense to move it up there at some point. We'll see.
We'll see. But yeah, so just interesting of note. I don't have a Rey tie-in for the rest of the stories, by the way. It's like, hey, I can get 3-for-1 here. Let me do that.
I got one.
So you got one?
So you were just mentioning the Mae Young Classic, right?
Yeah.
One of the competitors in the Mae Young Classic, Madison Rayne, will not be coming to WWE as she has signed a 1-year deal with Ring of Honor.
Go, Madison. There you go, girl. That's how you do it. Get that money.
That's what they call a segue tie-in.
I'm very proud of you. And here's another segue tie-in. You know, we're talking about the girls.
Uh-huh.
Well, one of the girls has an injury.
Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulders snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
So we're tentatively calling this a blame Brent because it appears that the injury is legit. But nobody's really sure if it's legit, so this is the tentative blame Brent, just in case. Alexa Bliss, arm injury.
With numbness in the arm.
# blame Brent.
Which is never good.
Never a good sign. But she has been cleared for limited contact at this point.
So she can get in fights and stuff, but she can't wrestle.
Yeah, they have technically removed her from live events this weekend.
So let's hope, whatever it is, that she gets better.
So,
because that's a bummer.
It is a bummer, and she has a big match coming up at the Evolution pay-per-view with Trish Stratus, so they'll probably be cautious with her going forward, so she's ready for that.
Yeah, it's like you don't need to have her wrestling right now.
No,
so
you don't.
It's fine. She's good with what she's doing. And, well, to follow up, I'll let you play your creepy sounder since you're playing sounders right now. We do have a Blame Rock, which if you're new to the show, Blame Rocks are when people get fired. Blame Brents are when people get hurt. Blame Lindsays are when couples break up. Or groups or any of the other.
Yeah.
That's a Blame Lindsay.
Yeah. So, everyone, shed a tear. WWE can no longer do the Shiro Shake.
Hashtag Blame Rock.
You're fired!
That thing is so creepy.
Mahabali Shira is no longer with the company. He's been released from developmental. He was at one point going to be the big Impact Wrestling Indian star, then really didn't get over and tried to come to WWE and it didn't work out.
Can I just ask the really insensitive question?
Hmm.
Do you think he was the backup in case Jinder Mahal did not work out?
Possibly. But no, he signed long after. So no. No. He wasn't.
I don't mean any offense by that. I'm just genuinely curious because it's like they did invest a lot in Jinder. And once they turned Jinder heel, there were problems there. There still are problems there. And so, and when I say problems, I mean problems with the crowd, not problems with Jinder. Jinder's fine. So it's just curious that, you know, they sign another high profile Indian star to the company to, you know, to developmental, which, you know, they're always looking for good talent, so it could just be they just signed him because he was good. I was just curious, you know, it's like, could they have signed him in case things with Jinder didn't work out and they needed someone else to kind of come in because they're big in the Indian market, they're trying to get bigger in the Indian market, so you want to have someone that can go into that market and represent that culture and represent those people, and so there you go. But you know what's also better? Two people that can do that. Actually, three, because you would have had Jinder, you would have had Mahabali, and you would have had Devi.
Kavita Devi.
Yeah, Kavita Devi.
Which we'll talk about in the next segment.
Yes. I'm sorry if I butchered names. I'm terribly sorry.
Mahabali Shira.
I can't say his name. I have such a, I get tongue twisted saying his name.
Everyone do the Shira Shake. Come on.
I don't know what that is.
Just Google it, people. The Shira Shake. Anyway.
Okay. I don't have a good transition for this. I guess WWE is going to be shaking their pocketbooks. I don't know. Anyway, so WWE, you know, we heard Monday night, WWE is bringing back Kane. There we go. There's the thought process. Found it. Found that out. Monday night, Kane is going to be in the corner of his brother. Yay. Except there's one problem. Kane is an elected official. And clearly, this either raised an issue of him getting paid or he's getting out in front of it. I'm not sure which, but Glenn Jacobs basically publicly stated, it wasn't like a formal announcement or anything, but basically came out and publicly said that WWE will be donating $100,000 to the city of Knoxville for his appearances. So he's not getting the money that he's doing for any of the appearances he's doing right now. It's all going to the city of Knoxville in particular, I believe, the fire department, the police department, generally the first responders. It's going into a charity fund for them to help support widows and injured employees, I believe is where it's going.
Which is good. It's cool of them to do it. You get out of the legal situation by, you know, giving him a paycheck, by donating probably what he would have earned in that span of time. Because for his numerous appearances this fall is how it was phrased. So
yeah, so clearly he's not just doing a one-off. Would highly expect him to be on Raw this coming Monday. And I would also, you know, obviously he will be...
Maybe not this Monday, maybe in a couple weeks. Whenever the go-home. He'll probably be on the go-home.
Well, when is Super Showdown?
On the 5th. So we got a couple days. A couple weeks. So probably on the 1st.
2 weeks. We have 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah, they'll probably all get together in 2 weeks. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't show up or doesn't do things for them. Also to help promote Super Showdown. So, but that's really cool that he came out and he announced that. I swear to God, we don't deserve that man. He is too good for this world. Because he really, really is. He's such a sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
And well, he's also in WWE 2K19.
Yes, he is in WWE 2K19.
Which we need to talk about because things dropped today.
Things did get dropped today. So it was announced. They announced a few different things. First, they announced the downloadable content coming to the video game, which include, as always, the Accelerator, the My Player Kickstart, the new Moves Pack, the Titans Pack, which is a brand new collection of upcoming superstars, which will feature Bobby Lashley, EC3, and the War Raiders. Interesting choices there.
Still no Tommaso Ciampa.
Get to that in a second. And the Rising Stars pack, which will feature Candice LeRae, Lacey Evans, Leo Rush, Maria and Mike Kanellis, Dakota Kai, and Ricochet.
Hear that, Brent? You hear that? Kiwi Wifey's in the game.
Okay. So I think I retweeted it on that, the Wild Talk Radio Twitter. You need to go to her Twitter and watch her reaction to finding out she's in the game.
Who, Dakota Kai?
Mm-hmm. It's adorable.
Dakota. We're doing this live, y'all.
So I can play. Want me to play it on air for everyone to hear? So since you're going to just go listen to it, would that make it easier for everyone?
Is this visual too?
It's visual, but we'll play the audio of it. So we'll play the audio of it. We'll let you all take a listen to how she reacted to the news. Here we go.
My mind is still coming to terms with the fact that I'm going to be included as a DLC in WWE 2K19. Like, what is life right now? Like, we always used to just create ourselves back in the day. It's just, you know, when we used to game, it's just weird. It's so weird. Life is crazy. Life is crazy, and you guys are the best.
So cute.
Mm-hmm.
So, so cute.
So there's that. All right. All that will be available in the season pass, the downloadable content. You can get that in the season pass for $30. You buy a deluxe edition, you get it all for $90. Yada, yada, yada. So it was also announced today. The trailer for the My Career Mode was dropped today. That features fully compelling storyline, fully voiced characters. You've got Bray Wyatt, you got Braun Strowman, you got Matt Hardy. The list goes on who have actually voiced it. So you go back to sort of the Road to WrestleMania series where they had like storyline things and voiceover stuff. So they've taken My Career Mode and mixed it sort of with a Road to WrestleMania type thing, but it's more career oriented. And you mix it all together and you have a whole new storyline career. It is only male. That is
a little disappointed by that.
A little negative. It is written by a former WWE writer. No idea who it is. AJ Kirsch. Former guest of, I think, Wrestle Talk Radio. Mm-hmm. Wasn't sure what show he put him on. He voices over the character, your character in the game, who you are, whoever you create. He's the voice, and he did the mocap for it. So there's that. I need my notes from earlier. I said things to Lindsay so we can get into them.
I have so many questions, y'all. I watched the trailer. We're going to get into it, but I have so many questions.
Okay. So the career mode starts you off in the indies. So you work your way up. It's like, you can say it also like the NBA 2K career mode type thing. So there's that. Zombie Triple H is part of the thing. I believe you can unlock him in the career mode.
I mainly want to know why there is a Zombie Triple H in this game.
I don't
know. I really, really want to know how that factors into the story.
I don't know, but I've seen the Zombie Triple H entrance. It's like a weirder version of King of Kings. He has the crown and everything.
Oh, I have no doubt it. I mean, it's basically a ripoff of, or I shouldn't say it's a ripoff. That's wrong. Sorry. It's basically the digital version of his, like, zombie action figure.
Yeah, so there's that. The Wyatt match, the compound, the House of Horrors, whatever it's called, is unlockable in the game. Okay. Looks like there's a brand new Hell in a Cell based on things I was watching. It's a brand new Hell in a Cell.
Good, because, you know, it's a brand new Hell in a Cell Sunday.
It's the outdated version of the Hell in a Cell, but it's a newer model, I think, of the Hell in a Cell. So there's that. The Money in the Bank briefcase is a championship. Why can't there be a Zombie Triple H? There is a Zombie Triple H. He is in the game. So the Money Bank can be defended in universe like a championship. I believe you can customize it somewhat. Don't quote me on that though, but I believe you can. The females look good. They've redone a few of the females and they look better and the hair is a little bit better. And they look fuller and they look more lifelike. So that's a positive. They've redid some of the entrances too. Okay, here's a couple of things. Nikki Cross, Brian Kendrick, Tommaso Ciampa, and there's one other name. Can't remember off the top of my head, but there's one other name that are not in the game due to various reasons. It appears that each year now you have to sign; they have to be signed some sort of contract to begin the game. And I guess WWE chose not to include Tommaso Ciampa in the game. So there's that.
Interesting.
So that's all the details I've sort of gathered. There's gonna be more stuff coming out. We'll have more On that, here's an announcement for everyone. On October 5th, that's when the game comes out, right? Yeah, October 5th.
I believe so, yes.
So, is this Super Showdown? Super Showdown's on the 6th, right? Yeah, Super Showdown's on the 6th. That's the Saturday morning show. Okay, on October 5th, live at 11 a.m.-ish, we'll have a live stream, a launch party for WWE 2K19.
Interesting.
We're going to play some matches. We're going to go through some of the career mode and all that fun stuff. So we're doing a launch party that Friday when it drops that morning. Cool? Cool. And we'll rerun it throughout the day because of everything. We're going to be doing a lot of WWE 2K19 content on the Twitch channel. We're going to stream a lot of it. Stream the career mode, maybe. Possibly that's going to be a thing.
Oh, you're streaming the career mode?
We're going to stream the career mode, yeah.
Because I have so many questions. Can I ask them now? Can I ask the questions now? Please, can I ask the questions now? Okay. So, questions. So, in the original trailer when this game dropped, it heavily featured Bray Wyatt. Heavily featured Bray Wyatt. Which made me super happy. I mean, let's all be real, because I'm not getting anything on TV right now. So anything I get of that man, I'm so happy. This trailer heavily features Bray Wyatt. Not only does it heavily feature him, it makes it appear as if Triple H and Bray Wyatt are working together in some fashion. Either Bray is a part of Triple H's legions and he's a boss level and you have to defeat Bray to get to Triple H, or they're just working together. Which, one, thank you. Two, how do I get this in real life? How? Who do I talk to? I need to talk to somebody. Whom in WWE do I speak to get this in real life? Because I want it. Bray Wyatt and Triple H being BFFs and just messing people up. Yes. Sign me up for that. And then for a hot minute, it made it seem like they had a zombie army at their disposal. And I was like, okay, all right, that's different. But come to find out, it was only zombie Triple H. But still, they have a zombie. I mean, you know, they have a zombie, y'all.
Also, big head mode is confirmed. It's a thing.
I'm not talking about big head mode right now. We're talking about Bray Wyatt. Let me have my thing.
We can give Bray Wyatt a big head.
One thing at a time. One thing at a time.
I can't answer your questions.
I know that. I'm just asking them to the general universe so the universe hears me and somebody tweets me with answers. You can tweet me at Linz Ward, LINSWARD, or at Wild Talk Radio or Rack Radio Show with your answers, universe. Thank you. So, I'm also have one concern. Bray Wyatt has a better storyline in the video game than he does on TV. Why? Why does he have a better storyline in the video game? That makes me so sad, y'all. I'm like, I'm really hoping that because he's so heavily featured in the game, it seems like, or at least in the My Career portion, that means really good things for him. And when he finally reappears from wherever the hell he is, Florida, I think, that he's going to be pushed to the moon and he's going to get all the things and it's going to be amazing. Because I think in the My Career mode, at some point, he does have the IC title, doesn't he?
Where your character is going for the Intercontinental Championship. I don't know. We'll have to see. We're going to stream it all. And
but yeah, just my thoughts, because, you know, watching the trailer, it's like, oh my God. But still, Bray Wyatt and Triple H either working together or feuding with each other. I can ask, please, just put that on my TV. Please just put that on my TV. Devils fan, I really seriously hope he's getting the cult ready when he comes back, but I don't think he is. I'm pretty sure his cult days are behind him, unless he did a cannonball into Matt Hardy's lake. Whatever we're getting with Bray is going to be a new Abigail-less version of Bray Wyatt. I'm just hoping it's not the Matt Hardy version of Bray Wyatt, that there's some kind of like merging of the two. But I don't know. But he did record stuff for this game, and you get to hear a little bit of the promo work for it. Yes, y'all. Just yes. You're going to have to play that thing for me in its entirety when you get to that point. Just talking to you. All of them. However many there are. Even if there's one. Because again, he's not on TV. Can you tell him I'm in withdrawal?
Yeah. One other news item before we go on break. Congratulations to Abyss. You'll be entering the Impact Wrestling Hall of Fame this year at Bound for Glory.
Good Lord, it's about time for that poor man.
He's the only original left.
I wonder if Joseph Park will induct him.
Let's go to break.
Alrighty, so when we come back, We are going to be talking the Mixed Match Challenge. We'll break down the first installment of that. We'll also be doing the Mae Young Classic Catch-Up and NXT. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back. So I
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a gangbang or something.
Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird shit becomes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I don't... I was like, what is this, like a... fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck? Oh, I thought the people were going to be showing at the party. Oh, you done the style over here.
That's a horse you have, that's a horse you have. Oh, not the pelvic thrust. Is that Mr. Sulu in the sky? Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I don't hurt you.
That 800 million? Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah.
This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock. I'll have to wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of The Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with The Rack Extra, weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply thebomb.com.
Season 6 of Fortnite is almost here. Join us this Wednesday for live gameplay of all of the craziness that Fortnite has. Streaming live throughout the day on our Twitch channel. twitch.tv/WTRLive. Be a part of the Fortnite fun this Wednesday, only at twitch.tv/WTRLive.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins, and you're listening to The Rack Radio Show. Something in your eyes lets me see right through you.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FightBoot.com as well. And well, we're back. And before we go into Bumper City, the other commercial in the first break reminded me of something. Y'all, the cube melted into the lake. Kevin is gone. Kevin is no longer with us. He has merged with the lake, and it is now Jell-O. I'm talking about Fortnite, by the way, in case anybody's wondering.
Fortnite, by the way.
Fortnite, by the way, which we will be doing Fortnite with friends in some variety later. But yes, Kevin is gone. A moment of silence for Kevin. Okay. So, here's the big question. What's going to happen? And when is it going to happen?
I'm feeling going to be during the skirmish.
Yeah. By the way, the summer skirmish does come back tomorrow.
Fall.
I'm sorry. Fall skirmish will be back tomorrow. See, they should have called it something other than fall skirmish.
Like fall brawl or something like that?
Well, they can't do fall brawl because I think WWE owns that. But Actually, if they had called it fall brawl, I bet they could have skirted it if they had allowed Xavier Woods to play.
There you go.
There you go. So, but yeah, it's... I'm kind of with you there. I feel like because they dropped Kevin in the first game of the summer skirmish or during the summer skirmish, that they're going to do the same thing in the fall skirmish just to like screw with everybody and add that twist where it's, oh, hey, by the way, we are going to completely, totally foobar the mat for you. Have fun. And I feel like it's not going to be a volcano. I feel like it's all going to freeze over because if the last 2 days or anything, there's an ice theme. They made an ice dragon glider, y'all. An ice dragon glider. That thing is sweet as hell. Whoever did it, thank you. Can I get two more? One in green and one in black and red? Thanks. Just so I can have the trio of dragons. So, you know, when I wear my tomato outfit, I can have my dragon and ride in on it. Anyway. And the final skin for the battle pass is Ragnarok, which is ice themed as well. And then today they dropped the Valkyrie skin, which is ice themed. So I have a funny feeling there's going to be like something apocalyptic that happens and maybe the lake freezes over. Or maybe that entire end of the map freezes over. It could. We don't know. But it'll be interesting. But yeah, I just wanted to bring that up real quick because that did happen yesterday that Kevin melted into the lake. And that, you know, free plug for Fortnite friends. Which we'll be doing later, right after the show. So moving on! Mixed Match Challenge.
It is time to mix it up.
You don't scare me, big boy. But, you just listen to me and do exactly as I say, we'll become Mixed Match Challenge champions. So, put her there.
It's the Mixed Match Challenge recap.
Interesting that she's played in that intro. She is not available now for the Mixed Match Challenge as of now. She was replaced on the Mixed Match Challenge by Ember Moon. She teamed up with Braun Strowman to take on Kevin Owens and Natalya. Their match was good. It was solid. But Kevin and Natty tried to have the chemistry. Kevin was still scared of Braun. Ember and Natty had a good chemistry wrestling with each other. Braun was a complete baby face, which is what he should be in the match, and Ember hit the Eclipse off the shoulders of Braun Strowman to get the win for her team. And then you had AJ Styles and Charlotte Flair taking on Jimmy Uso and Naomi. They were trying to sell in commentary the dissension between Uso and Naomi for whatever reason. Charlotte tried to twerk, and she shouldn't try to twerk anymore.
No. Well, here's the thing. Oh my god, the Browns scored a touchdown. Holy crap.
How about that?
Wow, they're catching up. They're catching up. The official score is 14-12. Still the Jets with 42 seconds left in the third quarter. Oh, that poor Jets fan. That one lone single Jets fan in the crowd of Browns fans. That poor man.
AJ and Charlotte won, by the way. Go ahead.
AJ and Charlotte won. I feel like they had no choice to turn Braun face. Ember is a face. You could have done heel Braun with Alexa because they're both heel, but because Ember is a face, it doesn't work. So you had to make Braun the friendly giant again?
Oh, yeah. I know. I get it.
But it's like, oh, there's the Braun Strowman we all love.
Yeah.
But it's interesting how quickly.
And on Monday, he'll be a heel again.
I know.
But AJ and Charlotte work well together. She really digs him. Just saying.
She digs all the guys she gets to work with. Unfortunately, AJ's married Charlotte. You can't have him. You had a shot at Bobby.
Out of the two matches, the Charlotte-AJ match with the Usos was better than the first one. But that's, yeah, it is what it is. So that's your mixed match challenge recap.
I will say this. I liked how ride or die Natty was with Kevin. It was brief, But I love that she did that.
But they're still a team. They're going to go back to the drawing board. They may get matching gear or something. We'll see.
Kevin and Studs. That would be interesting.
Mae Young Classic?
Mae Young Classic.
It's time for this week's Mae Young Classic Catch-Up.
This week saw the return to WWE of Caitlyn.
Hey!
She had the unfortunate task of facing Kavita DeVee. Hold on, before we continue.
Wow!
Tie ball game. The matchup was okay, but Kavita DeVee needs a lot of work. Caitlyn moved on in the tournament. You had a Tyler Breeze sighting, Iconics. Ginny took...
Wait!
What?
Can I say something?
Sure.
Kavita looked better than she did last year.
That's not saying much.
Well, but they're still working with her. I think she was really, really green when they brought her over. And so they've been working with her. I feel like Caitlyn is good, but I feel like she needed somebody that maybe was a little bit more experienced.
Yep.
And it would have been a better match. But I mean, it was fine for what it was.
Caitlyn looked better.
Mm-hmm.
You had Ginny versus Tony Storm.
Oh my god, this was so good.
This was a good matchup.
I liked how the Iconics were like pointing at Toni Storm like, oh my god, hi. And she kind of did the hand motion and she's like, hi, I don't know you, but hi. It was so cute. They're like, it's another Aussie. Yay.
Toni Storm got the win.
Which makes me a little sad because I kind of wish Ginny was in it for longer because I'd love to see more of her.
Oh yeah.
But I'm also very happy Toni Storm moved on.
Karen Q took on Zia Lee, I think that's how you pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
Match was okay. It wasn't the greatest matchup in the show, but it was enjoyable. Zia got the win over Karen. It was fine.
Yeah, she moves on.
And then it is your Impact Wrestling mate. I mean, Mia Yim took on Allison Kay. They're frenemies. Mia Yim got the win over Allison Kay. The matchup was good.
It was very good. It was nice to see them both back together. They did a really good match. It's weird. It's honestly, it's like Mia Yim because she was in it last year. It was good and it was fine, but it's like, it's weird with the other one. What are they calling her in this one?
Her actual name, what she goes by, Allison Kay.
Allison Kay. It was weird to see her because she goes by CNN Impact. So
for sure.
So it's like, it's just odd to see her. In WWE, it's really odd, but it was cool to see her.
The best thing is the chemistry between Mia Yim and Shelton Benjamin. There was like an interview on .com with them. their hate friendship is amazing.
It is. It really is.
So there are your four matches from the Mae Young Classic.
So up next, NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
So this show was about one thing and one thing only. That was the debut of Jackson Ryker. No. It was about the main event, but we'll get to that in a second. Jason Jackson Ryker defeated his opponent, Humberto Carrillo. It was fine, squash match.
Yeah, it was good. It was good to see him in the ring. I like how they're starting to build the Forgotten Sons. I mean, I thought this was fine.
Dakota Kai and Deanna Peraza took on Lacey Evans and Aaliyah. Lacey and Aaliyah got the win.
Which made me a little sad, but this was good.
Mm-hmm. The Velveteen Dream had a press. It was interviewed by the press. He talked about the network. Talked about Gargano, who is now Johnny Failure. Someone tried to ask about Aleister Black, and, well, he wasn't having any of it. Is he the one behind Black's disappearance?
I don't know. We may find out.
Candice LeRae was interrogated by Regal. She doesn't know who did it. She threw out, well, maybe Tommaso did it. And Regal said, like, no, Ciampa's is in the clear. LeRae then asked about Johnny, and LeRae talked about how she just rumors Gargano going to the back after the triple threat announcement, and they drove home. So, there's an alibi. And then we had the main event that everyone was talking about. Ricochet, Pete Dunne, title for title, North American and UK titles on the line. Holy hell, this was awesome.
This was fantastic. I need more of this in my life, please. We're going to get more of this. Spoiler alert. But I need all the things with this. This was just beautiful. This was 30 minutes. Beautiful. I mean, I'm really really seriously ready to see Pete Dunne versus and Ricochet, respectively, versus everybody. Just everybody on that roster. Put them with anybody on that roster, and I swear to you, you are going to get a really good match out of them. I mean, they are just that good. But this was wonderful. They have great chemistry together because it's like Ricochet is this wonderful shining star. You know, he's just got this personality that he's and this effervescence to him. Then there's Pete Dunne, who's Snarly McSnarlson, right? You know, he could care less about anything except that title. I mean, it's a perfect balance with the two. It really seriously is. I loved every second of this. More, please. All the things. More. Please. But yeah, this was fantastic.
So, that was NXT.
That was NXT, so I say we take our second and final break of the evening.
Yep.
And when we come back, we are talking all about Hell in a Cell.
Hell in a Cell.
So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
In the end, as my soul's laid to rest, what is left of my body? Or am I just a shell?
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments...
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. You guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got fired!
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh! Oh.
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
October 5th, it's the WWE 2K19 launch party. Join us for live gameplay of the brand new WWE video game. WWE 2K19. Random matches, my career mode and more. Join us at twitch.tv/WTRLive. October 5th, 11 a.m. Eastern. It's our WWE 2K19 launch party on twitch.tv/WTRLive.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Another number now.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at GearWork.net, RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at 5big.com as well. And yep, we're coming out of our second and final break of the evening. We're getting ready to talk all about Hell in a Cell. But before we do that, Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Before I read these, you got those tweets, right?
Which tweets?
The cheesecake?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Just want to make sure. So, Naomi, don't let everything going on distract y'all from the fact that Asuka bought me a ticket to see Beyonce tonight in Houston. I officially have a new best friend. Old friends lose my number because y'all never came through like this, including my husband. Somebody tweets her and goes, "Sis isn't even on the match card, but so far I still gotta represent," and it's a guy with a Naomi sign. And she's like, "Going to see Beyonce, boo!" Somebody else tweets her and goes, "That's pretty cool of her. Beyonce is totally worth seeing. Asuka deserves a thank you card or something." And Trinity goes, "She deserves my firstborn." I think her husband might have something to say about that, but we'll see.
Possibly, yeah.
Optic Courage. "Sometimes when I'm bored, I cover myself in marinara sauce and mozzarella cheese and pretend I'm a piece of chicken parmesan."
Why? Okay.
he's a special one, y'all.
He's special, yeah.
Dr. Lupo. "If the cube rolls into Loot Lake and turns into a giant statue of ninja, I'm done. Unless it's one of us hugging, then that's fine. Or Tim the Tap Man laying on the ground because he fell over. That's cool, too." And that's all I have. The cube did neither of those things, by the way.
Did neither of those things, by the way. So, let's get to the tweets. Courage. "If you like this, DM me. It's a piece of cheesecake." Dr. Lupo sliding in. Courage goes, "Hey, Ben. I know you aren't feeling the best, but I enjoyed lurking your stream tonight. I can't wait to watch you duel with your mom. She will probably be better than Tim. With love, Jackie Poo." Because, you know, reasons.
Lupo wasn't feeling his best. Jax is BFF. He's got to make him feel better.
Lupo goes, "You know, just what to say to increase my emotional sump count. Love you, Jackie Prime." Courage. "I know my future wife out there has already redeemed her free Twitch Prime sub. It warms my heart. I'll find her one day. Good night." The Ringer. "Extra point, no good. With 1 minute to play, the Browns are tied again. 0-0-16 dreams are alive." Sadly, that is not the case. Someone tweets, "Did Renee Young just say it looks like Dean Ambrose wants a piece of this pie? Ha ha. Okay, I'm literally dying." She goes, "LOL. Okay, grow up, you dinks." You did say it, Renee. You did. Just point that out. Courage. "Imagine you're living your entire life meeting your one true love, getting pregnant, carrying your baby for 9 months, giving birth and raising it for the next two decades, just to have it stream snipe people on Fortnite Battle Royale. Sad." Apparently he was getting stream sniped tonight. No, this is not Fortnite. This is The Rack. One of our sponsors, MBG Films.
Look who showed up.
YouTube.
Brent.
YouTube.com/MBG1211.
Brent, go get your damn dragon.
Anyway, he promotes things on the WWE TNA figures account. And there's an exclusive Ric Flair figure that's out. Go watch it now on his YouTube channel. Wrestling Figure Wednesday. He tweeted this out, tagged me and a bunch of other people, and including Walmart, who goes, "Limousine, jet, kiss steals, wheels, and deals sold separately."
That's pretty cool. That's pretty effing cool. I'm not even going to lie.
It is. Updated Browns QB depth chart. Baker Mayfield number 1, Jarvis Landry number 2, Kevin Love number 3, number 56, Chief Wahoo number 108, Drunk Bernie Kosar number 311, Actual Dog from a Dog Pound, 548, Hugh Jackson, 946, Stone J.R. Smith, and number 947, Tyrod Taylor.
They're going through their entire QB depth just to...
Yep.
just to win this game. And, oh, that's so sad.
And finally, Les Bowen tweets a comment made by new Eagles wide receiver Jordan Matthews, former receiver not back with the team. Jordan Matthews said he's a father now because of his year in Buffalo. He quotes, "There wasn't anything to do there but each other."
Okay.
Life in Buffalo, y'all. There wasn't anything to do there but each other.
I've heard that. I've heard that from several other places.
Anyway,
so.
That's Tweet of the Week.
All right.
Pay-per-view time.
Pay-per-view time. Hell in a Cell. So just a quick note.
Hold on. You gotta say it deeper. Hell in a Cell.
My voice doesn't go that deep.
More emotion than Hell in a Cell.
It doesn't go that deep. Anyway, just one, like, generic note about this. The cage is red, y'all. It's red. And when I mean red, I mean red.
Inside visually looks cool. Outside visually, no.
It pops it off the crowd more, so that's good. Like, when they do the wide shot, you do see the cage, where you kind of struggled a little bit to see it. Like, you could see the framing, but you couldn't really see the chain link. Obviously, the red just, like, completely pops it off the crowd, so you can see the whole thing. But yeah, it's a lot of red to take in. I mean, any person that understands color will tell you that it's a lot of red, and a little red will do you. But in terms of the overall aesthetic, it looks nice. Like, it fits in nicely. Everything works. But yeah, I mean, it was like, that is one very red chain link cage. It's like I said, it's like cherry red, like bright cherry red, in your face cherry red. So, but yeah, and it was mixed. I think more people didn't like it than did like it. It didn't really bother me too much.
It started to annoy me after a while.
Yeah, it got a little much after a while, but I mean, I think overall, because it wasn't down the whole time, it was okay, because they opened with it and they
closed
had it in the middle.
No, they closed with it.
Oh, that's right. They opened and closed with it. There's a whole middle part that I forgot. And so that was fine. Like, there was enough space in between that you got a good break from it. So visually it was okay. But yeah, it's a very, very red cage. And that's where we're going to start. In the cage.
No. First, the pre-show. New Day retained their tag team titles. Now we get to the cage.
Ding. Jeff Hardy versus Randy Orton in Hell in a Cell.
The match was fine.
There was some, Randy, honey, he's been doing this for a while now. If you really need to exercise your kinks, you could do that at home. We don't need to see that. Thank you.
Explain what you're talking about.
He stuck a screwdriver in Jeff Hardy's ear and twisted.
Yep. He paid for that, though. His entire leg was, like, skin was hanging off of it.
It was gross.
It was kind of gross. He got welts and cuts all over his back from Jeff's belt. The match was fine, but to me, it felt like a lot of spots that just sort of were there. I don't know. And I know the story was it was all about Randy Orton being sadistic and everything, but I don't know. It didn't connect for me. I enjoyed the match, but it's like I didn't connect to the match. But then there's Monkey Bars Hardy, where we knew he was going to do something stupid. We all figured he was going to swanton off the cage. Oh no, he goes monkey bars on top of the cell, swinging around, and then goes crashing through a table. Randy had moved like 5 minutes prior, but Jeff still went through the table.
Face first.
Jeff was out. Referee was trying to stop it. Randy's like, count the man down. He did. Randy got the win. Jeff Hardy got stretchered. I mean, the match was fine.
The added violence helped this a lot because this didn't have the to me at least, this didn't have like the aggression it needed to go into a cell, because this is the first time these two are really meeting. So it was like, I don't know about this. I don't think this is right. You know, this doesn't feel right. It was fine for what it was. The added violence helped to step it up a level where it was appropriate. And I don't want to say it like that because, you know, I'm obviously not the one that deems something appropriate to be Hell in a Cell. That's entirely on WWE. But just in terms of the way that they've written the story, to go right to Hell in a Cell, it's like it felt appropriate with the level of violence. So the fact that Randy and Jeff understood that that's where that needed to go was good. Was really, really, really good. And so they both stepped up their game. I think everybody was a little worried for Jeff just because he did go face first through a table. I know he's done it 1,000 times before, but, you know, it looked nasty from the way that they shot it. because I think the Cell is higher than anything else he's done that on before.
Oh, yeah.
So there's always that added element of risk when you go higher and you take something like that. But the match was good. The match was fine. It had kind of a surprise. Randy wins. So, what? But that wasn't the only surprise.
No? What was the other surprise?
Our next match.
Talk about it.
Alrighty, the SmackDown Women's Championship is on the line as Charlotte takes on Becky Lynch. And, well, there were some interesting crowd reactions with this one. Charlotte got booed and Becky got cheered.
Charlotte got cheered as well, but there were boos. And she got a couple boos, but mainly cheers. Charlotte got cheered and some boos.
Charlotte, I heard, was more mixed. Like, when I listened to it, Charlotte was very mixed.
She was very mixed, yes. This matchup was good, very enjoyable. I enjoyed the hell of it. Becky was awesome in this matchup. Charlotte played her part really well. They sold the arm, for Charlotte did. Becky worked over really well. Different moves, everything like that. I love the arm bar into the triangle, which then turned into a powerbomb. I love that spot. I love the reverse hammerlock DDT spot. And I love the counter of the spear. And Charlotte getting pinned and having a new champion crowned in Becky Lynch. Say what?
I'm okay with this. I think everybody's okay with this because the crowd exploded when this happened.
Well, yeah, they did. So, overall enjoyment, good?
It was very, very good. I think we didn't expect anything less from these two. Like, you knew they were going to put on an incredibly solid performance. And then, you know, this had the hallmarks of being match of the night. This was one of those that they'd built it appropriately. It had the right level of aggression to it. You know, Charlotte and Becky have been playing their roles incredibly well. I mean, I think it had all the right factors to be an incredibly good match, and it was. And I feel like, I know you disagree with it, but I feel like it was the right move putting the title on Becky. Because again, if they hadn't, or, you know, it's like if they had done some sort of really screwy finish with it, then it would have cheapened the match a little bit.
Then going through it, after the match, Charlotte goes for the handshake. Becky holds the belt, walks away, gets cheered. Because she's heel there, getting cheered, right?
Mm-hmm.
The story is she's a heel, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know we don't know how to tell stories, so we have to pay attention to what the story they're telling, right?
Fans? No, we don't. According to certain people, we don't understand a story.
So, to us, she's the babyface. In the story, she's the heel, right? No?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm changing the format just really quick, right?
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown Throwdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
They did everything in the goddamn world to make Becky Lynch a heel on SmackDown Live. They had her come out with a big, you know, championship coronation, and she got to act all cocky and everything like that. She called out Charlotte. She pulled out all the old school tricks. No, I want you to raise my hand. Nah, forget it. Charlotte's not going to do that. Nah, I want you to put the belt around my waist. Nah, you don't want to do that? Okay, fine, fine. Just call me Queen, bitch. Charlotte
it
lost.
Didn't work.
Charlotte lost it at that point. She goes after Becky. Charlotte came out basically giving all respect to Becky. Becky wasn't having any of it. They brawl. Becky got the advantage, locked into the disarmor a couple times, and hit her with a Bexploder to leave her laying in and SmackDown Live. Becky's the heel now.
But she didn't get a heel reaction. They are bound and determined to tell the story they want to tell it, because it's obviously their story, and they're just going to get continually bitter about the fact that we don't quote unquote understand their story.
Oh, by the way, 2 minutes ago,
Browns are up 21-17. Is the beer gonna flow in Cleveland tonight? God, I hope so, because if they lose this game, oh man, there are gonna be so many pissed off people. For those of you that don't know, or you don't live in the United States, they have a thing here where Bud Light put beer fridges in certain bars in Cleveland. And if the Browns win a football game, then they're going to unlock the fridges and everybody gets free beer on Bud Light. The Browns so far have lost a game and had it end in a draw. And they have not had the beer yet. So things are going to get a little nutty in Cleveland if they win.
So, despite our best wishes, Becky's going to be the heel, despite everyone wanting to cheer her, and we'll continue to cheer her.
Is that him doing that, or did somebody animate that?
I believe that's him doing it.
Okay, all right, respect.
All right, so there you go. We'll get.
I want to say one thing.
Go ahead.
Because something came out after this match that kind of ruined it for me.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to call out any names, but I'm just going to say this. What the hell is that?
Goldust.
Okay.
I was trying not to say the name, but you made me say the name.
Well, it sounded like you had a hairball. You still sound like you have a hairball.
Just keep going.
A simple congratulations, Becky, would have sufficed. Like, throwing an insult in front of that just really was almost not necessary. You know?
Oh, yeah.
It just, like, I understand you are pissed and frustrated at the fans, and believe me, I can respect that wholeheartedly. I think anybody can who is pissed and frustrated in their job that what you're doing isn't working or what you're doing is being problematic. Like, we've all been there. But you don't go on Twitter and insult your customer base. You don't do that, dude. Just general rule of thumb. But maybe WWE is different and you can do whatever you want. I don't know. But working in customer service, you know, I would never think to go on Twitter, although I've been tempted, to vent my problems about people that I work with or clients that I work with publicly on Twitter like that. Never. Because it's like, if a client saw that, they'd be like, yeah, peace, I'm out. And they would never do anything with us ever again. And it's, I guess, because they have millions of fans, it's okay that, like, if a couple people are like, oh, well, I'm not going to watch anymore because of that, then they don't care. But they need to be careful about that, because if you start pissing off a bunch of people, they could start to hurt you really, really badly financially. All it's going to take is people to start canceling their network subscriptions, and y'all are going to start to have problems, because they need a certain number of network subscriptions. And if people decide, hey, you know, I really don't have to be watching this. I could be watching football right now. I could be playing a video game. I could be reading. I could be sleeping right now. But instead, I'm staying up to watch this product. They decide, hey, I'm going to go do something else instead. How long before that starts to hurt them? That's all I'm saying. It also, you know, it doesn't project that whole, after stepping up again, did damage control this past week of, oh yeah, we totally listen to our fans. That doesn't do anything for that either. But, you know, I'm just clearly an idiot fan. What do I know? You know?
Oh, I know.
I just wanted to say that. Like, it just really, really kind of turned me off the entire show. Like, I was on a super big high about this match, and I was really happy about Becky. And then I saw that, and I was like, oh, that's disappointing. That just kind of took the wind out of all the sails, because it just feels like they threw Becky a bone. Like, okay, fine. We're just going to do it because we have to. And it just cheapened the whole thing. So now that I brought the entire show down, let's go back up.
What's next?
Raw Tag Team Championships before the Raw Tag Team Championships, New Day was celebrating backstage with Bootyworth, their butler. He brought them champagne.
He did.
And, well, Big E and Xavier were celebrating, but Kofi was nowhere to be found.
Oh, no. And then he played his reporter character and interviewed them about fighting the bar.
And how they're like, we're not worried. We're not concerned. We fought them before. And then they celebrated.
Yeah.
With champagne and pancakes.
Like you do.
So up next is the Raw Tag Team Championship as Ziggler and McIntyre took on Ambrose and Rollins. This was a good match. This was a very good match.
Match of the night.
All four men had really nice chemistry, which we've seen before and we should expect.
The last 5 minutes were really cool. The finish was great. Rollins did the superplex. Goes to the superplex into Falcon Arrow, but the Claymore kick attacked him. Ziggler and McIntyre retained. Great near falls at the end. Really good. They did all the usual tag team things. Hey, I'm going to stop you from here, and I'm going to distract the referee, and all that fun stuff. It was a basic tag match, then turned really, really good. Ziggler and McIntyre retained. By the way, I wish there was a camera right now on the dude with the button that unlocks all.
How do you know there isn't going to be a camera on the dude
with
the
button? I want to see the dude right now with the button, who's just sitting there patiently waiting to hit the button.
Is he at the stadium, or is he...
I don't know where the dude is.
Okay, hold on. Up next, we're going to talk about Samoa Joe versus AJ Styles.
Great match. It's AJ and Joe. What else do you expect? AJ bled. There's some great stuff.
Oh, boy, did he bleed.
Yeah, he bled a little bit. But there's a controversy to the finish. Did AJ tap? Or was Joe's shoulders down? Joe's shoulders were down, and AJ tapped. but the referee only saw the shoulders, and AJ retained. Samoa was not happy about this. He was very livid, but AJ's still the champ. And they had a brawl on SmackDown, and they're going to continue to fight heading into Super Showdown on the 6th.
Yeah, I mean, you can't complain about this match at all. It was everything you could want and more. And I'm okay with them going to another match at Super Showdown.
Yeah.
And like we said, I feel like, you know, because of Super Showdown, it made this somewhat predictable. And it took a little bit of air out of this because it's like, you know, they're already going to another match. So it's like, this one doesn't even really matter because they're going to fight again. You know, they're going to fight again. There's no anticipation of what comes next because you already know what comes next. So.
Oh, yeah. We all know what's coming next.
But this was still really good.
It was really good.
And then the match that we were all waiting for. Miz and Maryse in their matching gear taking on Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella in their matching gear.
What were their glasses they were wearing?
I have no idea, dude, but Maryse was rocking that.
Yeah, she was.
She was totally rocking that. So, yeah. Definitely into that. Brie looked good. Maryse looked good. Maryse is still a little rusty, but it's been a minute.
Been a hot minute.
And they did more than I expected them to do, which was nice.
Yeah, it was all right. Maryse got the sneaky win on Brie. To continue the feud, like we talked about here last week, how that's the way to tell it.
Agreed. I don't have anything to add to that other than agreed. I mean, it's like, because they're going to Super Showdown with it, and that's probably where the Danielsons will get their win. But yeah, this was great.
It was announced on SmackDown Live. It is Daniel Bryan versus Miz for the number one contendership.
Ooh. I don't know what just happened, but the Browns, I think the Browns just made a huge stop.
They picked off the ball.
Are the beer fridges going to open tonight?
I think we need to.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
No.
It's the dog pound.
No.
It's the Browns. That's their anthem. No? Okay.
No. Just no.
I enjoyed the match. It was good.
This was good. This was fine. It was super entertaining. Again, the chemistry was all there. And Miz and Bryan continue, which I think we're all fine with.
Yeah. Next match.
Next, we have the Raw Women's Championship on the line as Ronda Rousey takes on Alexa Bliss. This was better than last pay-per-view because Alexa got defense in and offense in.
More so offense.
Ronda sold very nicely for her. They had a longer match than they did last time. It wasn't just Ronda coming out full on beast mode destroying Alexa. The two had some nice exchanges back and forth.
Oh yeah, it's good. I enjoyed the match. It was very fun to watch. In the end, Alexa lost and Ronda retained. No shocker there.
No shocker there at all. But yeah, I mean, it was good. It was fine. So. And this is, I think, where Alexa got hurt, or no, yeah, she was hurt before.
I think she was hurt going in.
Nobody's really sure where she got hurt, but people are blaming Ronda for this, and I don't think this is Ronda's fault.
Okay, so here's a rule. This is football, by the way. If you have to be in the bar by the time the game ends to get the beer, you can't come in afterwards. You have to be in the bar as the game ends.
Well, they've got to have them at the stadium. They've got to have one at the stadium.
There's a couple in the stadium, but you have to be in the physical location of it.
Yeah, I think that's going to get bent for the people at the stadium. Because that's going to be, you're really going to stare down an angry mob of that many people and be like, oh yeah, no, you had to be in here when the game ended.
Oh yeah, well, that's the rule.
We'll see. Anyway, I think they're all about to get really wasted in Cleveland.
Yeah. So, anyway, main event time. What's it? Talk about it.
Main event time. Hell in a Cell with Mick Foley as the referee. You had Roman Reigns taking on Braun Strowman for the Universal Championship. There was a slight snafu in this match in the fact that Foley did actually accidentally count three.
Yeah, he did.
They didn't count it.
He did.
Which is like, oh, but they should have just ended it there. Like, just go for it. But no, they didn't. They didn't count it. There were weapons galore. And, of course, you know, in typical fashion, we saw Drew and Dolph show up. And, of course, that means that the Shield had to show up.
And then Braun and Roman just laid on the ground in the cage for a while. So Drew, Dolph, Ambrose, and Rollins could have a match of their own on the cell.
On top of the cell.
Yeah.
Which you're watching them fight on that thing. And it's like, you can tell they have ultra reinforced that roof.
Which
it's not going anywhere.
Which they mentioned.
Oh, I know they mentioned, because you know Renee Young was sitting there watching that going, oh God, that's my husband. Oh God, please don't fall. Please don't fall. Please don't fall. Just get down. Just please get down. You know that's what she was thinking the whole time.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I felt like this wasn't necessary for this, but it gave you the big spot because obviously they're not going to let Roman go off the cage. They're not going to let Braun go off the cage. Instead, they let Seth and Dolph go off the side of the cage, and they did the Shawn spot, essentially, where he just fell off the side.
They did the Dean and Seth spot where they go off the side of the cage together and throw a table. Yeah. Throw a table.
But they took that from Shawn, too.
Yeah, they did.
So, you had that happen, much to the crowd's delight. Drew and Dean, I think, ended up fighting on the cage and then ended up, like, knocking each other out on top of the cage.
Yeah, so then the match can continue in the cage. But then Brock Lesnar's music hits. Brock Lesnar kicks down the door. Paul Heyman maces McFoley. Brock lays out Braun. Brock lays out Roman. And the match ends. Okay, then.
Which, okay, there were a lot of problems with this. A lot of people had a huge problem with this. Because it's like they ended the Cell. This is Hell in a Cell. The most brutal match, if not, although Elimination Chamber is close, they have. We have seen people go off the top of the Cell. We have seen people go through the Cell. We have seen people get lit on fire in the Cell. We have seen thumbtacks. We have seen chairs. We have seen tables. We have seen ladders, kendo sticks, stairs, human lawn darts. You name it, we have seen it in the Cell.
Mm-hmm.
And in the entire history of the Cell, that match has never been stopped and has never ended in a no finish. Okay? And I know, rules are made to be broken. But when you have Mick Foley get up off a goddamn stretcher after he's gone off the top and through a non-protected announce table and finish the match, and not only finish the match, he goes through the cage again, you have to question why they're stopping it with Brock Lesnar just beating Roman and Braun with a table a couple times. And then there's Sasha Banks, who again got up off a goddamn stretcher and finished the match after she was quote-unquote hurt. So it's like the fact that they did that and that's how your main event ended was with basically, oh, they're both too hurt to continue after they got slapped around with a table a couple times. Everybody's like, I don't know about this. I mean, I know you have to get it to the six man. I know you have to get it to Super Showdown. And I think they realized that, oh, crap, they wrote themselves into the corner and this was the only way they could get themselves out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were so many shenanigans in this match that it's like, okay, well, we're going to throw Drew and Dolph and the Shield in there. We're going to throw Brock Lesnar in there because why not? You know, we're going to have Brock Lesnar beat people up and we're going to have him leave him laying. It's like, you could have had the Shield cost Braun the match and it would have been fine. And then you have Brock come out and laid him out and that would have been fine too. Like, I think people would have been okay with that finish because it's like, it's not Braun losing clean. So it doesn't hurt him really.
Right, and Braun's only been pinned like 3 times. That's it. So they had to get away out of it. I mean, it was fine, but it was unexpected with Brock showing up there. All in all, the main event didn't deliver because they really didn't do a main event. They did a lot of spots and went from there.
This was what it was. I don't think anybody had like high expectations for this. I think it was a good showing for Braun and Roman, but it wasn't their best. I mean, again, it's like every time you put Braun and Roman together, it looks really good on paper. And then you get to the match and it's just like, eh? Like they did okay, but they didn't really interact with the Cell nearly as much as some of the others.
No. I need to add one thing to mix in with the SmackDown stuff. So during the Rusev Day, New Day match, Aiden and Rusev weren't really on the same page. They had a little confusion. But on SmackDown, Rusev finally got turned on by Aiden English. Aiden finally had enough. It's now Aiden English Day, no longer Rusev Day.
Okay.
So there's that. And before we go out and we'll go over the picks, here, just listen to this.
Out of here! He's kicked off! Yes! Fuck yes! 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 This is it!
Good to see him doing the Daniel Bryan. Yes, 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 Miz. Good job keeping up the gimmick.
Open my fridge. 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 Here we go. Here we go. Oh, this is it. Open that goddamn fridge.
Yes, by the way, in case you're not aware, Miz does actually have one of the Cleveland Browns.
He has one of the fridges.
Beer fridges. He got a hold of one.
And I think they just picked it off.
Yeah, they picked it off again. Yep. 11 seconds to go. Interception by Cleveland. That city is going to be wasted.
Can't wait for his next Instagram video. Probably have it streaming or something. Anyway, in terms of overall feel, I gave this show like a B. It was a fine show. It didn't blow me out of the water, but it was very enjoyable.
It's a nice B pay-per-view. I mean, I felt it was fine. All the matches were good. They were well presented. You know, there were a couple big surprises, which was good, but there was nothing really like groundbreaking that happened, which we weren't expecting. Like, I think you and I both walked into this, you know, basically expecting worse than what we got. So the fact that we got better is always welcome, but we didn't have high expectations going into this.
No. I went 4-3. You went 5-2. The 8-ball went 3-4.
There you go. And yep, it's official. Cleveland wins their first game of the season. The beer fridges are open.
First game in like 635 days.
They broke their streak.
Streak was broken tonight in Cleveland. The streak was broken. But that's our show.
That's our show. So, well, you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
Coming up next, Fortnite with friends. We'll see. With maybe a friend or two. We'll see. One just left work 10 minutes ago, so we'll see if he shows up in time. Saturday Night Midnighters, it's Steve Ray, the Weird, the Wacky, and the Unusual. If there is stuff to talk about, Wrestle Talk Radio will be on the air on Sunday night. Monday night's the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Total Divas Season 8, Episode 1 now available. Episode 2 will be available, hopefully, on Wednesday night. Check out the Fortnite stream. If Season 6 starts off on Wednesday like it should, or whenever it does, we'll be live with it on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/WTRLive, where you follow and subscribe. Do so right now so you know when we're on the air with all of our content. We'll be back next Thursday night for another edition of The Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's Rack Radio Show on all your favorite forms of social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and beyond. The Rack Radio Show at Wild Talk Radio and Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter and all social media at Linsward, LNSWRD. And well, you should check out our very fine sponsors, FightPoop.com, MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211, and Gerwick.net. And well, in just a couple minutes, we will be doing Fortnite with friends. We know we have at least one on the way. We're going to try and figure out what the other one is and do some squad goals. But at the very least, we may go in and show y'all what has become of Kevin.
Hold on. Before we continue, the Browns currently have a better record than the Steelers. Let that sink in.
That is terrifying. That is absolutely terrifying. What? And to make it worse, the Cowboys are in first place.
Tied for first place with the Eagles.
But they're still in first place.
Tied.
In first place.
Tied.
My only issue is I wish the Eagles and the Dallas could go to the Super Bowl together, but they can't. I'll take a playoff game, though. Just saying. Just because I want to hear the amount of shit that gets talked in that game.
Anyway, thanks to Gerwick.net and MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. Thanks to FightBooth.com. Make sure Twitch.tv/WTRLive is the place to be with tons of exciting content coming in the next few weeks.
So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Stick around because in just a few minutes, we will be back with Fortnite with Friends. Till then, bye!
Hold your breath and count to 10. Just count to 10. I'm gonna make it rain, so ring the bell. I know it all too well.
WildTalkRadio.com.